WCHL, time now for trivia. And Freddie Kiger's here. When you think of trivial, you think of Freddie Kiger.
That would be my life, trivial.
Look up trivial in the dictionary, and there's a picture of Freddie Kiger right there beside the word.
Tigger.
That's right.
Me and Tigger as well.
What's going on? You mean Tigger.
That's right, yeah, Tigger.
And you sounded like you said Tinder.
Well, maybe... You put a little Adolph's tenderizer on me?
Tenderizing.
Tenderizing?
Yeah. Well, what kind of question you got today?
Well, of course, we're doing more Ronfest. Hope everybody's got their ticket and planning to join Ron on Sunday for his day.
Coming up in just a few days here.
Sounds biblical, man. 40 years.
Yeah, it does.
Old Testament stuff.
40 years and 40 nights.
That's right.
Wow. It rained and it wouldn't stop.
Oh, my gosh. So we're doing another question from Ron Fest. You ready?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Okay, here we go, folks.
Asking questions about me, I ought to know the answer.
Yeah, if you don't, again, I'd be worried. Yeah. All right, when Ron was a kid, he was a baseball fanatic.
Yeah, that's true.
If I remember correctly, you were a big Yankees fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was.
So much so, as a baseball fanatic, he played the game.
Mm-hmm.
What position on the field... that our man, Ron Stutz, play. What position was Ron on the baseball diamond? That's our question. Give us a call, 919-929-WCHL, if you think you know the answer. Because if you call with the correct answer, which position on the field Ron played as a child, as a kid, as a young man, strapping youth.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to win $20.
The older I get, the better I used to be.
Yeah.
$20 gift card from Cruisers.
Where you are.
Convenience Marketplace.
Good to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Call right now.
Ron Stutz here, reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years, right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Well, Freddie, I think a lot of people probably knew the answer to that question because we've talked about it on the air before.
We have.
I was a catcher when I was a kid.
That's correct.
And I love that position still because you're sitting behind the plate. You have a chance to not necessarily control the game, but you know what's going on all over the field.
How many managers in the major leagues
and
minor leagues were former catchers because they did call, observe, analyze the game, every pitch.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like playing one of the outfield positions where, particularly at some levels of baseball, you can sit out there and think about...
Pick flowers for your kid.
Yeah, your date last Friday and what you're doing tomorrow night. And
you're involved in every single pitch of the game.
Down on your knees drawing figures in the sand or something.
And I still have remnants of those days spent catching. You know how they teach you to, put your thumb inside your fingers on your bare hand?
Mm-hmm.
On your throwing hand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did all that correctly, but I still got a broken forefinger.
Did you? Yeah.
Because a foul tip hit me right there.
Oh.
And solid break all the way around.
Yeah.
And my finger, I still can't bend it completely as much as the other.
Yeah, you're right.
See?
I'm seeing it, folks.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it.
So, I mean, it doesn't bother me.
Well, you remember the pictures of Joe Garagiola and Yogi Berra, the catchers from years past who had, these mangled hands from...
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ugh.
And I've got all kinds of, I've got a couple of scars on my legs where I got spiked.
Oh,
with people sliding into home plate.
Protecting
the plate.
Yeah.
And,
protect the dish!
Had some collisions, But I love playing the game, Really, it was fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for asking the question.
Well, I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I want people coming on Sunday who are informed, who have a working knowledge of my friend, Ron Stutz.
Oh, certainly. Thank you, man.
See you tomorrow.